Oh, what's up? This your boy D-Ho checking in for D-Hope's in the motherfucking morning. Look, this your boy D-Hope, also known as Darian Hope, and this is the first official D-Hope's in the motherfucking morning podcast. Let me introduce y'all to me. I'm Darian Hope, also known as D-Hope, and right here beside me is my cousin Devo Hope. I'm gonna let him talk to you for a minute.
What's good, world? This your boy Devo Hope. I'm the other Hope, the less famous Hope.
No, man.
I'm Devo Hope, you know what I'm saying, with my cuzzo. And shit, we've been trying to do this for a minute, and we finally got it popping.
All right, so I'm going to tell y'all about us. This, you know, we as y'all can tell, both our last name Hope, so obviously we kinfolk. But shit, a little thing about us, we both, obviously we grew up together, went to high school together. This damn fool was my roommate for the last, what?
The worst roommate ever.
Yeah, you, nigga, no, you were the worst. Hell no. I would go into detail, but...
This man is dying in his sleep, dog. Check this out.
All right, so it was one night, bro, real talk. I thought my boy had a hairball in his throat. That boy was in that bitch gagging, dog, for real. And the man used to wake up at night, steal my food, all of that type of stuff, bro.
That nigga be hungry, bro. And we went to Alcorn State University.
For sure.
Best HBCU on the land. Best, also the SWAT champions and all that good shit, but...
But they forget about that, though. They forget about that. Just let them know. But, let them know.
Oh, yeah. Let me give y'all our social media. So y'all can follow me at D-Hope, D-E-E_HOLT on Instagram. And you can check out my Twitter. It's D_1_and_only_. I don't know why I got all these damn underscores in my names, but, you know, it is what it is. So, D-Ho and D1 and only. So, yeah.
Get your shit, man.
Man, so look, y'all finna laugh at us and say we lame as hell, but I am Devo Hope, but it's D-E-V-O_HOLT. But I'm older, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give it to me, bro. What are you talking about?
You were here in like some months, dog.
But no. Anyway. Okay, a month.
Yeah.
Well, nah, really some weeks, though.
Nah, nigga, I told you.
Oh, okay, bro. Anyway, my math a little off. But anyway, Devo Hope. So it's D-E-V-O_HOLT on Instagram, on Twitter. Shit, I don't even know my Twitter name, bro.
Oh, Lord.
I really don't, bro. Like, it just say Devin Hope when I go. When I find out, I'll let y'all know. How about that?
This nigga needs some help. Anyway, it's the middle of the summer. Or hell, is it still the middle or are we close to the end of the summer?
I don't know, bro. I think we like the middle.
Towards the middle.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been a hot summer anyway. So, the topic of the summer really been, shit, hot boy. It's hot girl summer. Megan Thee Stallion to turn that shit to an epidemic.
Yeah, she has, bro. That's
like, crazy. She really done leveled up. Like, she done really owned the summer out that shit. So, yeah. Literally, all the it's really a competition. Apparently, it's hot boys. Hot girls versus the city boys. Half these niggas city boys, half the niggas hot boys. So... I don't know.
I got a question, though.
Yeah.
Like, all these girls, like, okay, everybody want to be a stallion now, whatever. This, and that.
Everybody want to be a hot girl.
Bruh, but, like, you got to think
That's
about it.
That's a trend right now.
I see, but at the same time, bruh, you can't be a stallion if you 5 foot.
Yeah.
Because I saw, bruh.
My little pony.
Shetland pony.
Hell yeah. But, like, girl, you ain't a stallion.
Yeah, bruh, that's been crazy, bruh. But, like, shout out to Meg Stallion. Like, mm-hmm. I fucks with her, like, heavy.
So what's the true definition of a hot girl? Like, what you think of a hot girl is?
Man, I think it's just a female just doing what she want to do, man. I think, like, just a woman just going out there grinding, you know, on her shit. But she also like to have a good time. I mean, I don't think nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, apparently, according to Twitter, it's a damn debate between a hot boys and a hot girl.
Okay, hot boys always winning, though.
Yeah, hot boys up.
We up.
We been up majority of the summer.
Money bag secured the bag for us.
So I'm about to say, so at first they were saying you can't be a hot girl if you're in a relationship, but then again, they damn captain.
They president.
Yeah, they president. They CE motherfucking O.
Yeah.
A whole hot girl and she got a dude. But apparently, I think my whole definition or what I've been saying is, it's almost like, it's obviously you living your best life, but it's like, who can live your best life the best and... Who can one up the other gender?
Yeah.
If you really think about it, it's like, you know, okay, you dealing with somebody, but it's like, who going to do them the worst or who really going to... Well, I ain't going to say worse. Who going to get the advantage over the other gender?
It's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse.
Well, I'm trying to put it in different terms. Who can get that get the advantage over the other, you know, person that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the time, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you're still trying to enjoy. You're trying to live your best life at the end of the day.
Man, that's the goal of living, period, man.
It's really two different understandings, because, like, the single people, it's like, shit, I'm living my life. I'm doing what the fuck I can. Can't nobody tell me shit. And if you try to tell me shit, I'm going to show your ass. And the ones in relationship, like, shit, I'm trying to enjoy my summer, but, you know, I'm still booed up like Ella May and this bitch.
Right.
So it's like a combination
Definitely.
Of both.
Definitely. But, no, I just feel like, man, I'm loving this hot boy, hot girl shit, man. Because, like, you see a lot of people on social media.
It's funny as fuck.
It's funny, but, like, people actually living and enjoying themselves. Yeah, you see,
like,
what I'm saying?
I'm not going to cap. Like, I've been enjoying my summer. But, see, I just, you know, I've been vacationing and shit. So that's why I enjoy my summer. Now, the whole hot boy, city boy, hot girls.
But, nah, man, I don't feel a Future should be over hot boy, city boy, whatever.
Why not, though?
Bro, you got to think about this. Man just made a whole LP crying and shit.
Man, I think
I get mad
suited. Oh, no.
Yeah, bro, the bro was crying. He had a my nigga had a song called Save Me.
That's not the original Future, bro. I think he just seen Russell Wilson throw the football at Lil Russell.
Bro, you see Lil Russell?
Future too damn much.
Oh, I called him Lil Russell.
That's how fucked up that shit.
Lil Russell.
I was like, damn, I meant to say Lil Future, but that nigga, I don't think Future owned that child no more.
Bro, he had his son out there doing.
He even gave up his rights to be a father.
He had old boy doing cone drills out there. I'm talking about.
That nigga need to be in the studio make some toxic ass music.
Bro, you know, we real fucked up. You know, being like a star quarterback in the NFL.
What, that nigga end up being like a star ass quarterback and rapper? Like,
hey, that'd be dope, bro.
That shit would be.
But nah, bro, like, Future can't be over, bro. He been sad for years, bro. Like, I mean, I still fuck with his music and everything.
I would never doubt Future.
Bro, so we got to come up with a...
I'm honest, I feel like that was it's a transition. The next Future project is going to be so much toxic shit that they going to have to put an alert out for
Hey,
you.
Bro.
Like, it's going to be superb.
So who your top five city boys of all time?
City boys. Like, just...
Like toxic,
like foul,
toxic masculinity, all that.
All the old rappers, if you on some real shit.
Y'all give me five. Give me five.
Shit. UGK.
Yeah.
Them niggas was just disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Future.
Yeah.
Future savage as hell.
Okay.
Too Short.
No, oh, yeah.
Too. I was about to say PMC individually, but that's.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you put them niggas the same combination. What niggas just make you just be like, fuck you. I don't know. I gave you three. I'm thinking this is another old rapper, though.
Give me two more, man. Y'all gonna love mine. For real. Because, like, y'all gotta really think about mine when I tell y'all about how toxic they are.
I mean,
you got two more?
They're my three, but if I give you another two, it's gonna be like on some old shit. Like,
some old shit.
Some old niggas, though. Not these new generation. Like, these niggas. These niggas just talk about drugs and popping mollies and all that extra shit. All
right, y'all, check this out.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. I got the official Hot Boy roster, the Hot Boy Hall of Fame.
Young Dro.
Definitely Dro.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it.
Get some Dro going.
Hey, on some real shit, if people will wake up, my motherfucking boy.
Who's that?
Who you know what I'm about to say.
Who you got?
Primo.
Primo Rice.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Primo, that is toxic. That is as toxic as it's going to get.
Primo, maybe. I may put Primo at the top of the list. Primo Rice. If y'all ain't heard Primo Rice, listen to all his motherfucking
got music. To, bro. Shout out to Primo Rice, man. Y'all got to fuck with Rice, it. I'm telling you.
If y'all ain't never want to get put on game, y'all going to learn today. Primo Rice. Check out any tape he done put out. He got everybody beat. He's the leader.
So
he's the leading scorer of the City Boy.
Oh, for sure. So question. So when I do my City Boy Hot Boy Hall of Fame, do they have to be rappers? They don't have to be rappers, do they? They can be people.
Oh, damn, you right. I'm thinking about rappers. No, but let me start over.
Oh, you want to start over? Go ahead.
I ain't going to say start over, but let me add Tristan Thompson in that bitch. Let me add Offset in that bitch. Shit, Carmelo Anthony in that bitch.
Oh, man. That man, they got caught cheating three times. His girl still with him.
Bro, you know
Savage.
What's crazy, though? That nigga had a baby.
I forgot about that.
He got a whole baby. I'm like, okay, this nigga was wild. Yeah. That nigga had a whole baby. And he can't deny that baby.
Yeah.
That baby looks so much like him.
For real, I haven't seen it. Pull it up. Pull it up.
That shit wild. But yeah, go ahead. Talk. Say what you got.
Man, so look, my City Boy Hall of Fame a little different. You know, I'm gonna go all spectrums of celebrity. My number one hot boy, City Boy all the time, Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger?
Tiger Woods, bro. That man had
Tiger, I had the best comeback in 2019, nigga.
My man's had to go to a whole sex clinic. That's how his Yeah, he was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Well, Hattiesburg. I'm making it seem like I'm not from Mississippi.
That nigga was in Hattiesburg?
Yeah, he had to go to sex therapy. Cause that man was just
in Hattiesburg.
In Hattiesburg, out of all cities. Yeah. True story.
Nigga, where the fuck I ain't never know this shit.
Man, that man had 100 That man had 120 affairs.
Damn,
bro.
Cole just talking. Nigga, introduce Cole.
Oh, my bad, my bad. We got my boy, Cole.
Tripping like Cole ain't motherfucking go to hell.
Yeah, yeah, Cole.
You want me to formally introduce y'all? You?
What do y'all? It's Cole. Bobbin.
Joshua Cole, Mac motherfucking Elroy.
That man eating
Merce Cole.
That man eating the fuck out this pizza over here, though. Ain't offered us shit, but it's all good, though.
Josh
Gua.
Hey, tell them to follow you, bro.
What? Yeah, say your name, bro. What you got?
This nigga eating and shit.
Wipe your mouth, goddamn.
They can't see
this
shit.
Follow me on Instagram at Josh Da Vinci. It's Josh _ Da Vinci with 3 eyes. That's all I got.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. But nah, man. So I got Tiger Woods at number one, right? Just because the man was on.
I never knew that shit.
That man's the ultimate savage, bro. Ultimate savage. Number two, City Boy. I gotta give it to my boy Tristan Thompson, man. Shout out to Tristan.
That nigga is being held hostage.
Yeah, that man. Have anybody seen Tristan Thompson since this cheating scandal?
Man,
I ain't seen this man in a long time.
Claw ass.
Bro, they scare me, bro. Them Kardashians, boy. I would never cheat on a Kardashian. Your ass would come up missing.
Shit. They have you get out. You seen how they did my nigga OJ?
Man, y'all see OJ Twitter?
Oh, that nigga wild. Never mind, I can put him in a city, boy.
Nah, that's a murder boy. Kill, kill.
Nah, you okay? You got OJ, you got Bobby, you got
a
little
TK. Man, shout out to TK, bro. That shit hurt my heart.
Jail.
That boy finna go in under the jail. Well,
and that's on one case.
That's on one charge. He got another one.
Yeah, he got another pending. Yeah, he going to jail.
Damn.
Back to the topic.
So, number two. Since you're going to all spectrums, and no, I hate the motherfucker, but Donald Trump is a city boy too, bro. Oh, anyway, nah, I hate him. I hate him. But listen though,
nigga, Jay,
listen. No,
Bill Clinton, if anybody.
Okay, he was next. That was my next one,
well, no,
bro. Y'all gotta think about Donald Trump, bro. I don't like. Hold on. First of all,
damn, Bill.
Y'all stealing all my shit. Damn. Y'all done got all my. Y'all got all my city boys. Well, I'm thinking on Trump for 2 seconds. I hate the nigga. He the worst person ever. But y'all got to think about it.
That nigga funny as hell.
He sleep funny as a bitch. Like, y'all really can't say that Trump ain't funny.
I don't know if he be trolling or what.
Like, he is hilarious. But number three, Bill Clinton. Put the molly in the coconut and drink it all up. like, that man had molly before molly was popular, goddammit. Like,
that,
he used to tell.
He was so funny. Them bitches didn't even know they were getting drugged.
He used to tell girls, hey, come eat Molly, and he thought they were going to have a threesome.
Hell
like, that boy, I'm telling you, that boy Bill was on some other stuff.
You want to put the Molly in the Molly.
And that's as toxic as it gets, because that's drugs, so that shit toxic as a motherfucker. Yeah. But,
How long he got? He going to die in jail, ain't he?
Yeah, he probably died. I mean, Bill about to die, ain't
he? R. Kelly?
All right,
I'm done.
Oh, bro, we apologize. We do not condone pedophiliality, whatever the hell you call that shit. We don't do that. We don't do that.
What would you even call that?
He's
not a city boy.
He is a Chester the Molester.
Molester boy.
Molester guy. Molester man.
That's a different topic. Let's get off of that.
But now, like, I mean, I don't know, bro. But anyway. Off the city boys, because like we're going way off topic, because like we can name a whole bunch of people. I got two more, huh?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know, bro. It's getting kind of. Because not everybody in relationships and happy and shit, so. I don't know, bro. Let's go some.
The high girls.
I'm going to go to high girls,
city
bro.
Girls.
City girls. I got Meg, number one, of course.
Meg capping
though.
All of them on God. Let's talk about how all these hot girls and city girls really getting capped out.
Yeah. Young Miami pregnant.
Pregnant
facts.
As fuck. JT in jail.
Young Miami missed her, period.
Period. Goddamn.
Meg
relationship.
Yeah, so
Tokyo Jets pregnant.
Who is that?
Who?
Y'all don't know Tokyo Jets.
This boy be watching Real Housewives of Atlanta and shit. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, Cole,
fuck them Housewives.
Cole represent the city girls in the video. Nah.
What you
want? Man, I'm not finna listen to this shit. But anyway, nah, man, but all y'all hot girls out there that's not cuffed up. But yeah, shout out to all the city girls and hot girls that's not out here capping for real, man. We love y'all.
The hot girls are real sugar
daddy.
Who? The hot girls.
They don't.
She got sugar daddy. That's how you know she a real hot girl. She got sugar daddy. She doing something.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's how it go. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like niggas on top, though.
Just, I mean, I feel like it's easy for girls to have sugar daddies. You know, it's a lot of old, fat, miserable motherfuckers that'll pay for it.
The niggas been on top since motherfucking day one, but it's like they just got fuel, you know. They just they felt like they got gassed up, basically.
Yeah,
they got gassed up with somebody that's on the opposite behavior of what they are doing.
Yeah,
she has led them astray. Don't get it fucking twisted. They have been led astray, niggas. Like, these bitches out here wilding, and they wilding with the city boys. These niggas coming on top, and Megan over here laid up with money motherfucking bag. Yo. You feel me?
All cap. But like, nah, bro, like, you gotta think about it, though. Like, city boys, we only be hot for, like, from 17 to 40. Because after 40, we become fat and miserable and we start paying for it. And that's when the city girls get up on our ass, man. Because, like, I ain't gonna call no names.
Man, it's a lifestyle. So, what the fuck motherfuckers do after the summer? Because cuffing season is approaching.
Hold on, let me get this story out and we're gonna talk about that. Because that's a whole nother story in itself.
Right, you're right.
So, look, check this out, bro. I'm at work. I ain't gonna call no names. Hell, he ain't gonna listen to shit anyway. But I work with somebody. This man.
I'm like, hold the fuck up. Do I know him?
Nah, you don't know this nigga. You don't know this nigga. So, I'm at work, bro. He's like, man, I'm trying to get some. I'm like, well, shit, bro. You got your little, you know what I'm saying? I got your little joint or something? He's like, nah, I gotta pay for it now. And so,
what?
Yeah, bro. But like, when he said it, bro, I thought the man was playing. So I started laughing. And he gave me one of them, like, nah, nigga, I'm serious looks. Like, like, bro was like,
how old is nigga?
Bro, he like 47.
So it's time to get married.
Well, it's been past his prime, my nigga. Like, but he was like, he had to pay for it. He asked me, did I know any girls? You know what I'm saying? He said he'll give them $300 every 2 weeks. So all my city girl, high girls, y'all want to get on y'all shit? I get y'all the number. Just DM us or one of us. Or I get
2 weeks. They gonna think that's beyond
they. Y'all ain't got no job anyway. $300 a week. That'll help you out. That's some bundles.
I don't know. It's a different day and era, bro. On some real shit. I'm convinced all them IG models be on that shit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, they getting paid to, I mean, they get their little advertisement and shit, but it's like, they really be trying to look good to attract niggas. Yeah. And niggas don't cash out. So, I mean, yeah, these bitches, honest, they been motherfucking city girls and hot girls before this damn summer. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hell yeah, they been on that shit, man.
I really feel like everybody working.
But what happened?
Like, you get the hot girls, city girls, they trying to attract the city boys and the hot boys. So it's like, everybody working is one, in my damn opinion.
But so what happens when the weather cools off in the fall?
Oh, we going to that discussion.
We're going to the fall. I know I can't sing, but still, what happens when hot boy summer turns into cuffing fall weather? Because everybody want to go to the fair with a boo. Me personally, I don't want to go to the fair with nobody, honestly. Because I like to eat. I ain't riding shit. I'm boring as hell at the fair. Like, real talk, I can't tell y'all the last time.
Motherfuckers about to be back in school. It's gonna start getting cold. They gonna be trying to get booed up, bro.
Yeah, I get that. I know everybody won't have somebody. You know, that's cool. And that's great. But like, man, I'm telling you, bro, I'd rather go to the fair by myself. Oh man. Yo, this is the opposite. You know what? Last summer was the opposite of Hot Girl Summer. Cause everybody's listening to this shit. All you hear is feelings.
Oh God, that's really. But no, I seen Janae. She made a post of them, like last week or something. It said Heart Girl Summer. This summer. Last week.
Nah.
Heart Girl.
It was
breaking my heart. Heart Girl.
It was heart. Yeah.
It was Heart Girl Summer last summer.
But I'm telling you, it's gonna be wait till the fall come. Motherfuckers say nah. Heart Girl. It's not a seasonal thing. It's a lifestyle. Bitch, you gonna be laid up with a fat nigga in the motherfucking pile.
Hey, get off the fat boys.
All right. You gonna be laid up with some damn body. Hey. Stupid. All your friends, y'all gonna be trying to go out and they gonna be booed the fuck up.
No, I'm not fat, y'all. Y'all probably thought I can't, but I got respect for the fat boys, you know what I'm saying, bro? Fat boys be winning. You know, skinny folks, they be.
The ones that got a nigga and living a hot girl or something, but depending on how you living it, you smart. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, stay smart.
It's like, you know, they secretly already got they niggas, so it's like they motherfucking, Nigga, they niggas just hibernate.
He sleep.
Just waiting to come in the clutch.
That nigga
he's
trying to do his city boy shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, she on her shit.
They
like,
made an agreement.
She ain't posted that nigga on Instagram all summer, but wait till the fall comes. You gonna be posted up with this nigga like ain't shit happening.
Gonna be like, bro, that happened. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I saw some shit similar to that. I was like, when these motherfuckers start talking?
Oh, you be like, no, like, you be surprised as fuck.
Wait. The fuck y'all start talking?
That's just how I be. I'm ready for the fall, though. I ain't gonna count.
I'm ready for football season, bro.
Oh, God. You took the words out of my mouth.
Like, I think football season is the best time for me. Like, the fall is not cuffing season to me. It's
so
football
what's your,
season.
Like, what you think, like, the best season of the year? Like,
ooh.
Like, overall, like, summer, spring.
It sure ain't winter. Winter's ass.
Winter, dude. I think winter is ass.
Winter is terrible. Man, it be cold as fuck.
In general, like.
Winter is when people get pregnant because you ain't got nothing else to do. But fuck. Winter? Oh yeah, winter's bad, bro.
Like, as soon as it start, most babies born like what, April, May, June. Yeah. So they starting by like around October when it start.
Winter starting like December. Yeah, December.
It start getting cold by around October though.
November-ish.
It get a little chilly.
No, don't get cold.
We live in Mississippi, nigga.
Yeah, we ain't in Chicago, no shit like that.
Oh yeah, it probably get cold in damn September for they ass.
Yeah.
Man, I like wintertime though.
That's because you like to dress and wear peacoats and shit.
Yeah, he want to be a bougie.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You sauce it up the best in the wintertime.
Honestly.
That's all I'm here for.
I mean, I think overall, I say the winter and the fall. Not the fall, the summer. It depends on, like, what's your style the most.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like wearing shorts and shit.
I love wearing shorts and shit.
Yeah. But the summertime, it's more to do. I'm more active. Like, hell, I'd have been out I probably, like, motherfuckers be saying, like, summer 16 was, like, they best summer ever. Summer 16, I did fuck with summer 16, but on some real summer 16 was, that's when I threw that motherfucking party.
I almost died last summer, so I'm not finna say last summer.
That's rough. When I threw that party, when them downstairs collapsed in that bitch. Was you there?
No, dog, I was in Texas.
You missed out on that bitch.
Yeah, it was lit.
That shit was epic. That may have been the best party. Obviously the best party I've ever thrown, but just in general, damn, you missed that bitch.
I did. Bro, I missed all the parties, bro. I missed the party. I only came to one party, and I was around that bitch like, what was that movie? When they had the house party, Project X, and they had people cleaning up out there, everybody.
My party was Project X cabin.
Bro, let me tell y'all about this man. This man had me on cleanup duty the whole damn time. Ooh. Every time somebody spilled a drink, hey, devil, go clean it up for me.
Who you talking about?
So I wasn't cleaning up after everybody.
When was this?
That man had me wear a yellow security jacket and everything.
Hell no. Hey, no. You remember remember Jacoby and Lil Isaiah had their shit
on security?
Hey, that shit was brought. Man, I threw a motherfucking party at the crib. My little brother and them niggas had to be in like. No, they was in high school.
By 9th grade. Cause I
give them a 9th. They may have been 10th grade. 9th or 10th. But them motherfuckers, y'all remember the little security dudes, our Project X?
Yeah, man.
They was checking niggas. Like, hey, let me pat you down.
You ain't in on the list, nigga.
Yeah, like, okay, like, you ain't on the list. Like, hey, D-Ho, who this? You know him? Oh, okay.
Them niggas was wearing shades and everything.
Oh, they God.
Yeah. Man, we need to have a D-Hopes party, but we got to get a venue.
Cause
we kind of old now. But, like, man. Fuck it. Old people like to have fun.
At this day and age, bro, I fuck with day parties, bro. I like a good
brunch. Yeah, I hate, bro, mimosas fuck me up, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Mimosas. Bro, mimosas fuck you up so fast.
Exactly.
Like, all this.
Last, bro, we were looking like some little drunkies. We stayed at the little mimosa club.
Man, it was bottomless mimosas, but it's like they had the picture right there.
Yeah.
So, goddamn, we pull up a mimosa. I swear to God, we drink that bitch in 7 minutes.
Bro.
They fucked up when they let me find a big cup.
Oh, yeah, we found a big cup.
Bro, listen. All y'all, you know, masculine, super masculine men talking about, man, mimosas don't do nothing for me. You are a goddamn lie.
Nah, don't get it twisted.
I am 6'3", 230 pounds.
You get one, it ain't gonna do much, but if you bottomless,
8 mimosas put me on my ass. Like, for real, dog.
Nah, you get
full off mimosas.
That ain't, yeah.
You gotta get full off of them.
For sure.
You gotta treat that bitch like it's a buffet.
I swear. I swear, bro. But yeah, man. So, like, so we got our favorite season. So everybody voted, well, y'all voted fall and winter. Fall? Summer. You like summer, huh? I'm fall.
Man, it's so hard to say because it's like you got the spring.
Yeah.
And college, I think it's best in the spring. Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is best in the spring. No, the fall.
Because you got football season. Yeah.
But spring, because you can't get out there, motherfucker, though. All
right, fall, winter.
Fall, winter. Yeah, fall, winter. They right back to back.
I ain't going to say winter. Man. I'm going to say fall. I'm going to say fall, and I'm going to say the summer.
Have y'all been looking, like, online? Y'all see Odell Beckham gave a GQ interview. Have y'all seen that?
Nah, this shit just came out today.
Dog. Skip Bayless posted on Twitter. Go to his page real quick, bro. You got to look at what he asked.
Skip
said, questions on Odell Beckham's sexuality and how he answered it. Coming up on First Take or whatever the fuck that show is called. First of all, Skip, that's none of your goddamn business. No one cares. Second of all, it's on there, bro. Look.
Damn. That nigga said, no, I'm looking at his. He said, hey, Floyd, I dare you to get your ass kicked by Manny now.
He said ass?
Yes, he said ass.
What the? Dude, what? Who is over his?
Be disrespectful.
Who is over his page now? There it is, right there.
We're about to discuss Odell's answers to GQ question about his sexuality next song.
I mean, bro, I read it. He really didn't say nothing. He just said what everybody else said. But I saw that, I was like, wow, the media is getting out of hand.
Media off the chain.
The media get out of hand when it comes to black athletes, though. You gotta think about it, though.
What Odell said?
Yeah. I mean, he was just saying like. He didn't say he wasn't. He said he was. But it was just like, shit, it doesn't matter. Which is, I agree with him. It don't matter. But, like, it's just crazy, brother. And, like.
That nigga catch balls for a living. So.
I mean, we all suspect it, bro. We don't really care. Like, the man code is fucked to me. I don't give a damn. Yeah, that shit don't matter to me at all.
Lil Nas, for example.
Oh, God.
Look who was in the building.
I mean, I don't really care. That shit don't really matter. Oh, shit. We got the legend walked in the studio.
The legendary.
Jacoby. Jacoby. What's up?
You shook my hand,
bro. But, you know, people want to talk to you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What they business here, man?
What it is. Oh, what's up?
That boy right there, boy. He got some new music, bro. I'm telling y'all, it's hot. It's hot. He got, when he passed his test, y'all gonna listen to it. It's coming out. It's gonna be back to back to back. But nah, man. I like how we segued out of that shit because I didn't really feel like talking about that. But yeah, man. So, you know, just I feel like the black athletes get so much they get scrutinized way more when it comes to like stuff like that.
It's just
like,
the world. You black, you gonna get scrutiny.
For sure. It's like people search for something when you black. Like you can be the most perfect person ever. Like look at LeBron. Family man, businessman. Yeah. But people steady be trying to find reason to hate this
black,
man.
You black. At the end of the day, bro, you are a nigga.
Yeah.
You are black. It ain't gonna change.
Nothing gonna change. But hey, so y'all let us know how y'all feel about this episode. Like I said, this is our first one, man, and like I said, we've been meaning to do this for
I'm about to say we've been on this for a little minute trying to make it happen, but we're gonna try to get consistent. We're gonna keep it coming. You know, we're just gonna talk what we talk about. Send topics and all that, you know, just focus on certain points.
Yeah.
And
we also gonna try to have y'all call us in.
You're gonna get straight to it.
Yeah, like this is just the introduction, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all fuck with it, y'all fuck with it. Make sure y'all subscribe, like it all on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good shit, man. But like I said, we are D-Hopes in the motherfucking morning, and we sign it out. Y'all take care.
Pinky ring.